Hello everyone. My name is Revelation, and I just want to pour out my thoughts to you all, and I hope you quite agree with me. Now, if Jesus was an Ankara dress, how often will you put him on? Will you wear him only when there is an occasion or when you feel your daily fashion needs perfection? If Jesus was a soap opera, how much time will you have to watch him? In the morning? In the noontime? When you are less busy or when you feel you have no choice than just watch him? If Jesus was a school, at what days of the week will you choose to attend lectures? Is it when there's an assignment for you to submit, or there is this particular test or exam you just can't miss? Okay, imagine Jesus Christ being a piece of cake. Will you desperately take a bite and allow hunger to hover at your neighbor's side due to your obsession for taste for your own sake? Okay, let us imagine that Jesus Christ was a newspaper. How often will you go to the vendors to get a copy? Will you go there only when there's news for you to read, or when you want to gossip about national or community happenings? Would you post your nude picture online if Jesus Christ was Facebook, or your 1 minute video of yourself misbehaving if Jesus Christ was Instagram? What if Jesus Christ was Twitter, WhatsApp, or Snapchat? Will you still click the share button even when you do know of its harm? How well would you serve, or would have served, if Jesus Christ was actually National Youth Service Corps? Would you have still collected that 33,300 naira as your motivation, or would you have still served even without minding the financial possession? What genre of music would you have listened to? Hip-hop, Afrobeat, trap, country music? Which one? One of them, or two of them, or all? Would you have written about him in prose, or would you have described about him in poetry with non-ode, panegyrics, or tragedy if Jesus Christ was literature, even in an action film? Would you have used Jesus as a film trick, or would you have made the scenes look so real? How well would you have subscribed to the channels of his glory if Jesus was DSTV or GoTV? Which destination would you have told Jesus to take you to if Jesus was an Uber driver? Is it to the destination of no return, or to the destination of many returns? Would you have waited like the proverbial patient dog if Jesus was indeed the fattest bone? Would you have tarried in the place of prayer, or would you have succumbed to the tricks of the father of liars? How would you have felt if Jesus Christ was a cultist, a rapist, an executioner, or an illusionist? How would you have felt? Tell me. These questions I do ask you, bring before you to oblige you. See, the more you take Jesus personal, the more he becomes your personality. Now that he is actually a person, how well do you take his kind of person? Do you take him as that one who had to fulfill prophecy, or as that one who had to come and die for your sins? The more you take Jesus personal, the more he becomes your personality. I ask you these questions today. Thank you.